escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've made a unanimous decision on the show that we're going to take golf stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think everybody, even if you don't golf, you've got a golf story.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Like,
or if you do golf, I'm looking for people to play with.
Are you really? Do you want to golf?
Yeah, I golf a little. Like, we're going this weekend.
Do you have your own clubs? Weekend,
but I don't have my own clubs yet, so that's the next step.
Okay. You know, Costco has some really good
clubs. That's exactly where we're going
but
to get my clubs.
But you need to know, they're the Callaway XRs. Mm-hmm. I almost bought them, but they're a regular shaft, and my son needed stiff shaft. Stop it.
Mm. Well, there's women's. I think they have women's clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just have to be the basic run-of-the-mill club. That's a good
place to start.
No,
what if we did?
Still...
Cause I also love golf. I've only played a handful of times though, and I want to go more.
Do you want to do a golf league?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Okay.
We've gone too far.
Yes.
No, we haven't.
Okay. We'll go somewhere and swing and they'll tell you if you need stiff or regular or soft.
Got it. Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah. I hate this.
What am I
okay.
here for? But anyway, so there's a couple news stories recently of golf stories. The one that I saw was, I don't know who was filming this. Was this from somebody's, it seemed like the camera moved, so I don't think it was like somebody's house cam, but the plane is just kind of coming in sideways and then just poof, 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 like.
It was someone like at the clubhouse.
Oh.
And the plane landed on a golf course.
Landed is a real strong interpretation of what happened there. That is not a landing.
To a stop at the golf course.
Yeah, but it crashed.
Everyone was okay.
It's so crazy that everyone's okay.
How big of a plane was it?
It was like a Cessna. It was like, it wasn't like a private jet, but
right.
it was like a prop
two
plane.
Two people were in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if
gotcha,
you
gotcha.
Saw the video I saw of this, you also saw the man running to help them and falling.
What?
No. So I will post that video on our stories here shortly. It's too good to ignore.
Because if you have that, like, whatever, is it Schadenfreude where you derive joy from watching people fall? I think that's what it's called.
It's not that. It's the comments on the videos, too.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Because he just yard sales comment. On his run to help. He wants to be a hero.
Yeah, his hat falls off, and then like, I don't know what happens. But his arms go like, you know those dolls where you could like press the bottom and their arms would be like,
yes. She has the schadenfreude. Look at her. You get joy from other people's pain. That's so terrible.
No.
You do,
no, we can
though.
Laugh now, though, because we He's know fine. Everyone's okay.
Yeah. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
So this is proof of how loose we're playing with the rules of golf stories. Mm-hmm. That's not a golf story. That just happened on mm-hmm. a golf course.
Sure.
The next one is a woman on a mini golf course. Stop laughing. She lost her arm. She lost her arm.
She was sitting and a tree branch like fell. And
okay,
just,
that's not funny.
Just took her out.
Can I tell you something?
Because I was picturing the windmill. Weren't
yeah,
you?
Same.
Like she's trying to reach into the windmill and it's like a guillotine.
I only had the title. I thought she was golfing with her prosthetic arm.
No.
And like it flung and flew.
So you never like swing that hard.
I don't know.
At a mini golf
We're
course.
Open-minded to a story like that as well, if you have it.
I don't really have any golf stories, so Rockwood or anybody who knows him, if you're listening, we would like to come into what's it called?
Putt Shack.
Putt Shack.
Yeah.
Oh, Rockwood yeah, used to yeah, run yeah, a bunch yeah, of yeah. things around here. I think he lives in Texas now, but he's still the president of Putt Shack. Go ahead and text in Rockwood, and we'll go in there. I'll see if I can't cut my arm off at your at your mini
a
golf
PR
course.
Nightmare.
Yeah, no, I won't. I promise to okay. not lose. At the most, I'll lose like my wiener or something.
Is that better?
I'm not
or
using
worse?
It.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, yeah, she lost her arm, so it can be a plane landing.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your arm ripped off by a tree. Mm-hmm. Or some of the stories we're going to tell. We just want to hear your best golfing story.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You can call or text with your good arm.
Slapper. Okay, this is not my story, but it is of one of the first times my sister's now husband like met our, like my brother-in-law and my brother and my stepdad.
Okay.
And they all went golfing. And he was not yet a golfer, but he was doing his best. He hits it. And they're like, oh my gosh, great shot, man. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Four! And it bounced off the top of someone's head.
Actually, you're throwing golf into people. He probably just hit way farther than he thought he was going to.
And to the side, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
but it was like, wow, it's really getting some, oh no, oh no. And so they had to go like, do on the golf cart to go apologize. And the guy was pissed.
Of course he was, because he yelled four too late.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Off the head. It's kind of good aim,
off
though.
Off the top of the head. They were like, do you have a concussion? I think he was okay.
Dude, do you know how bad that hurts?
I do not want to imagine.
Okay.
I went golfing in Steamboat with some extended family members.
Okay.
And literally the exact same thing happened. My sister-in-law, it was like our first time golfing together.
Ever. Yeah.
And she hit it, and her dad was further down, and it hit him directly in the head. And yeah, he
top of the
he
head
had
or
a
face.
Top of the head.
Okay.
Top of the head is better, but it still can crack your skull. Did he bleed?
He had a swollen head for a while.
Oh, nice. No. You wouldn't want that to happen to you.
I want that to happen to me at Putt Shack. Rockwood!
No.
I worked at a golf course all through high school, so I have so many stories. But I remember, like, we would always have to go get animals off the court. That was or off the course, excuse me.
Animals?
That was like a big part. Sometimes there were cows that got loose from like a nearby.
Oh, it's
thing.
Iowa.
So we had to go. And,
not cute.
Are they baby cows?
What are you doing? Know. They were
I
pretty
love
big.
Baby cows.
It's a hazard.
In Steamboat, there were moose, baby moose, and
okay,
bears, and
Oh, well, wow. Don't sign me up for Steamboat.
Yeah, there were big snakes. We have to, and I also remember
snakes.
Yeah, they just
and you,
be on
like
the fairway.
Little golf boy hack. Yeah, go get them.
It was fun. We got to take a card out.
And what would they say?
Drive it out.
The what snakes? Did the snake say?
They're like, I'm a snake. I'm a golf. So, but I also remember one time there was people would drive the carts into the water all the time. Jeez. So we'd have to like get the carts out of
that
the water.
Does happen.
And there would be dead squirrels and we'd have to deal with the dead squirrels. So we'd have to go out with my partner. We'd remove it from the course. So we'd each have like a pitching wedge. We'd be kind of trying to like.
You didn't just like have a shovel?
No.
So
no.
Where would you
wedge
put them?
It? Where?
We each use a golf club and like kind of
pick it up
kind
with
of
like
pick it up into a
like
bag.
Pallbearers.
Yes, kind of. Yeah, but you have to balance it. You have to. It's a.
But just
it
get
never,
a shovel.
Yeah,
well.
A shovel is the answer.
It is. I don't know. It wasn't provided to us. So we didn't break it.
Okay.
You can't.
All right.
We would take the clubs and play afterwards. That's why. Yeah. We play with a shovel.
I reckon most of the stories, if they're actually golf related, will involve alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that does tend to happen. If you got a good golf story, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking golf stories. I didn't disclose this before because I didn't want to be... I mean, the people in this room know it. I live on a golf course. I don't live on the golf, but I live across... like
You're one row of houses away from the golf course.
Right.
Probably
I'm
the better
on
place
the street.
To be.
The people across the street back to it, and I can see the course and everything.
I didn't know this.
You didn't know that?
No, I just knew about your interestingly shaped park nearby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the PP park.
Yeah, the PP park.
Yeah.
You can't golf in the PP park. But then it, like... Yeah, never mind. I'll show you the oversized map of my community, and you'll realize that they made a park just across 104th look like something a PP would want to be near.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, there is somebody in my neighborhood who's backs to the course, and their house gets hit all the time if you shank it to the left. But they do the thing. I think there's somebody on Instagram or TikTok who does this. They every time they hear one hit the house, they run out into their backyard and lay down.
What? Like to pretend like they've been hit?
Yes. Because both you, Erica, and Aaron have hit in the head golf ball stories.
Not me.
Yeah,
that
but
was
you
my brother-in-law.
You were there, though.
Well, I just heard about it. But
okay,
yeah.
But like, mm-hmm. So it stands to reason. He could have been out there gardening.
Yeah.
When someone shanked one into him. So he like, then he lays there and they have to, and they never collect the ball then. Because if they come up on somebody laying there, they won't try to get it.
So they just.
But they don't try to help.
That's yeah, they
terrible.
Don't.
Oh, they just no. What are you gonna do? You might have killed. He lays there and
you
doesn't
to,
move.
You have to check on him.
No, you don't. Especially
oh
not
gosh.
If you're hammered.
Oh jeez.
You know what?
I'm gonna take a mulligan on that one. No
if
need
you
to come
see
over
a
there.
Guy laying there, you just get back on your cart and you go. You pretend nothing happened.
No.
That you couldn't
That's
find.
That's messed up.
You're kind of right.
The golf story that I remember from me personally, I'm a terrible golfer. So, but every once in a while we get called out to do like a celebrity golf tournament kind of thing. And there was one where, do you ever get to buy the raffle tickets while you're out?
No, because we don't do that. Everywhere you go, you buy raffle tickets.
I did buy a truck ton at the Rockies game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you lost.
Yeah. I think
lose.
It was just some guy, too.
No, I love that whole cash thing. Anyway, I bought a ton of raffle tickets. And then at the end of the golf tournament, I am blazing from tequila.
Yeah.
I've had probably 30 shots of Patron. Maybe not that many, but at least 18. Probably one on every hole. So yeah, a ton. And this tournament was for Best Buy. So all of the prizes for the raffle were Best Buy stuff.
Oh,
did you win anything?
TVs, the whole thing. So like, here's what happens. They go, ticket number 617. And then the guy stands up and is like, you want a brand new $10,000 entertainment system. And he goes, give it to the charity.
Okay.
There's a charity angle.
Donate
so
it
then,
back.
Yeah, donate it back. And everybody's like, ticket number 419. It's like, give it to the charity. They're like, this 50-inch Vizio TV, ticket number. And I'm like, that's me. And then I... drug it, like my drunk.
This is so embarrassing.
It's the most humiliating. When I look back, every single person
Do you still have the TV?
I do.
Okay, so it was worth it.
It's just it's just leaned up against a wall. I can't bring myself to get rid of it.
Yeah. We do have a text.
Okay.
They said, I had a guy take me on a date golfing. He brought his cousin along. I had never been golfing before, so I was super slow. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
But you are supposed to stay the pace of the course. And the guy behind us played into our game, almost hit us multiple times with the ball. My date and cousin got into a verbal altercation with him, got into each other's face, and almost came to blows. We were only halfway through the course when it happened.
Let him play forward. Why is he chilling with you?
Through.
Yeah,
you can
let
somebody play through.
He seemed to be in a bad mood, though.
It doesn't have to.
Yeah, but he
can
go on. We had to do that because I'm not kidding. It took us 45 minutes on the first hole because we were very drunk.
Oh boy,
on the first hole,
it's a brutal game.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
So many headlines to get to. Will they include Taylor Swift? We find out with
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
It's news or no. Headlines of the day. I keep seeing these shrooms I have here. Do you guys want to do them one day for news or no?
I just feel they're like we should lead with that.
Chill.
What if we do a show? By the way, we need to do a show intoxicated, maybe around Labor Day.
Yes.
We haven't had the troopers in here since last year.
The,
or 2 years
two
ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
You bring, we bring the, was it Adams County State Troopers? Is that
I
who we brought in?
I believe so.
And they came and breathalyzed
us? I think
us?
It was 3 years ago. I think it was even longer than that.
Yeah,
I think
so,
you're right.
Yeah, then
actually.
you drink your drink of choice, and you
someone
and just,
stays sober, loser.
No, nobody stays sober.
Someone has to run the board.
No, I didn't stay sober last time.
Oh boy.
No, and Hack.
No, Aaron, don't worry about it. It'll be
Hack
fine.
Hack even did a boot and rally.
What's a boot and rally?
He doesn't want anybody to know that.
You rallied.
He came back.
He came back dancing.
Wait, you. Puked?
He puked.
You at that level?
The troopers did not know he puked.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, the good news is none of us would drive to work that day, of course.
No, of course not.
Right.
No.
We get Uber credits that day. Or the troopers, like, it's troopers from my neck of the woods.
They'll just take you home.
They or to the station.
Ah. To say, yeah, they were ready to take me.
Okay, sorry that I took it way off track with the shroom
goodness.
Talk.
I forgot what we were doing for a second. Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We have some new words that have been added to the Cambridge Dictionary. Oh, I love when this happens because what do you mean? What do you mean tradwife is now in the Cambridge Dictionary?
Tradwife?
Yeah, tradwife is like kind of an abbreviation for traditional wife. It's like Nara Smith and Ballerina Farms. What's her real name? Hannah Neilman.
So they're just like,
they do a lot of content online about
bake.
It now. Nara Smith, I think, is kind of making fun of it. She'll be like, I make this for scratch for my baby's snack, and it's like very intricate. But yes, tradwife is now in the dictionary.
Okay.
My favorite one though, Delulu. Delulu is officially a dictionary word. It's short for delusional.
This is exactly, it drives
it's
me
short
nuts.
For another word.
That's I not, know.
It's an abbreviation.
But Delulu has a little bit more oomph than it. Like, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm delusional. Ha ha ha. You'd be like, I'm Delulu. Ha ha ha. I saw a little meme the other day that said, being Delulu is the Salulu. And I really liked it. Sometimes when the world is crazy around you, you just got to be Delulu about
it. Well, get Salulu in the dictionary then. Right?
The amount that they cave to the lowest common denominator drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're caving. You know what's in the dictionary? Supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
Because so many people say it, they're just like, we give. It's like, no, we don't give. We don't
give. Yes.
It's supposed.
It is.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. And they're like, nope, it's supposedly. So many people say it.
Supposedly.
And it's like, okay, that's not.
Skibbity has also joined the list.
No!
Yeah, we may have lost it.
Oh, no.
We may have lost it.
Mm.
Sorry.
We were in Target the other day and we saw Skibbity.
Do you hear
toilet.
The music?
Sorry.
You saw what?
I want to know.
We saw Skibbity toilet and my son was like, Mom, don't look, it's Skibbity, because we're so anti-Skibbity. So this is bad news.
Well, now the music has stopped, so.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
My story's out of the UK, love.
It's not that time of the show. That's later.
Prince William and Kate Middleton and their children, they're moving at the end of the year. Have you seen this story?
No.
Wait, aren't they the ones that already moved?
No.
Oh, that
no,
was
that was
they are currently in a four-bedroom home, Adelaide Cottage in Windsor.
Something tells me it's not really a cottage, but okay.
They're moving to an eight-bedroom estate known as Forest Lodge. It's located nearby. Their kids, Prince George is 12. He's 12
wow.
already.
I know.
Can you believe that?
You are costnering the crap out of this.
Hello,
pick
love.
An accent and stay.
Princess Charlotte's 10 and okay. Prince Louis.
Are they
he's 7.
Going to stay at the same schools or...
It doesn't say anything about the schools, but it does say that Prince William earns approximately $30 million a year from his estate. That's just what he gets for being him.
Wow.
For being the prince.
Wait, so where is this from new where? House at?
It's Forest Lodge, and it's located nearby.
Okay. So it's not like what? They're moving.
Why is this news? Can somebody stop him?
Like they're not moving into like the palace where the king is or whatever.
They're moving. They put out the press release.
I should have noped that. I'll go with my
instinct
next time.
It's a new week.
Yeah, I could have.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is for all of the non-celiacs out there. Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl deal is coming back. I didn't realize it was gone.
No, it's on and gone. It comes and goes. I have recently been, like, people have tried to convince me that Olive Garden is cool. I really don't like it.
It is cool. You can go get soup, salad, breadsticks.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Do you know what you are? I know what you are. Do you know what you are? You're DeLulu.
I am DeLulu.
Okay, just hold it together. What does this mean for us common folk?
You can enjoy a never-ending soup or salad, pasta and breadsticks for $13.99.
What?
For a limited time.
Wow, that's a good deal. Ooh, yeah. The soup, salad, breadsticks. Do they have gluten-free pasta?
They do, but you only get like two choices.
But is it never-ending?
No.
Oh,
and
not?
We have to pay extra to get the gluten.
Oh, really?
It feels like a hate crime.
It does feel a little like it's a weird vibe. You're like, this is never-ending bread for the celiac person.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I think I owe an apology or a surrender, perhaps.
It's got to be to me.
Yes, it is.
Almost.
Oh.
Because there's
I've been waiting for the first one. This is the first of many. Let's go ahead.
Probably not.
I just have a track record. I just need you to understand. I am always right.
Okay, well then I take this back.
Sometimes it takes a little time to figure it out. Hack?
Yes, boss.
There it is. Am I always right?
You are always right. I am also always right, and Erin hates when I say that.
Because you're not.
I think she's going to hate when you say that, too.
No one's always right.
Here's the thing, Erica. You're right. But if I'm wrong, I correct so quickly. I don't dig my heels in when I'm wrong, ever. I don't. I know so many people who are wrong and they'll dig their, and like, even when you prove them wrong, they're like, oh, okay, I guess. And like, they won't just give you the satisfaction of you were right. Like, if I'm wrong, if you make a better case, like, I won't even push back. It's like, this is over. You're right. We're good. Like,
right. It's not where I'm not arguing. I think this. And then if you, I'm with you. I don't dig your heels in unless I'm right.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
So I'm all.
So apology not accepted because it feels like you're starting to pull it back. I need you to come
she
all the way.
She hasn't been talking this whole time. That's been you.
I actually said one sentence and sparked controversy. So no, this isn't even like really a necessarily right or wrong thing, but I've discovered a new hobby that I probably poo-pooed very much. Sometimes we have planning calls and such, and Slacker's saying, oh yeah, I've been pulling weeds while we've been talking.
You're a yard girl now.
This weekend, I discovered the joy of getting that little tool that's got the little two little nubs at the end. It kind of looks like an anteater, and you're not familiar with this tool.
Here's
you go
my
into
tools.
The,
I just used my...
Oh. Then you've never known the satisfaction.
Oh, you've never known.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Is this the one with the weird... No, I'm trying to picture
it
what...
It doesn't clamp or anything.
It's almost it's like a screwdriver. It's a hard metal, and it's just got like a little fork.
Like, looks like a forked tongue like a snake?
Yes.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
I never use it.
So, as I learned this weekend, you find the root of the weed, you get that under right next to it, and then you go, and you hear this.
Okay. And there's
that
like
wasn't
a
pop sound at all. No one could... Yep, it's that. And it's the root cracking. I got one that was like 4 inches long.
Oh, yeah.
The root.
Oh.
And Dane, my fiance, was like, it's like fishing.
It's.
And I just
did you
couldn't
take
be
a picture
stopped.
With it?
No, and I should have. Because then every weed, by the way, our grass was just covered in them. The grass is now dirt because I've been digging them up.
Oh my God.
Like every time it popped or cracked, I'd be like, and it was never as good as that one.
I'm going to tell you. As someone who's recently been celibate for an extended period of time.
Okay, well, as someone who hasn't.
But it rivals it, doesn't it?
No.
Yes, it does.
Okay, you need
You are not right.
I would like to say I have taken it
No, but like, there's something about...
There's a rush. There's a thrill.
Like, Where it's like, it's creating that suction gap when you're like, when you pull, like every once in a while. It's
and
so,
then what are you doing with that?
Yeah. And which one are we talking about here?
You're pulling a weed, the one I know more about.
Right.
Like, have you ever, this is, now that you're a weeder, now that you're a yard girl.
I was doing it this morning. We're doing a planning call and I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
It's,
that's weird. I was having sex while we were on the call.
Oh, I didn't want to finish what I was going to say.
What were you going to say? Because no, I need to recover. The thing about it
is you think you've done this excellent job. Weeds are like...
Again, we're talking about weeds.
Yes, but you think you've done this excellent job. Like, right now, you think you've cleared this area.
No.
And then, like, you'll go inside and you'll come back out and there'll be a 3-foot-tall weed and you're like, how did it do? Like, like you've missed one and it somehow gets the gumption to grow really tall.
It feels threatened and it responds.
And it, but it just goes, and it's so tall. I love it when I miss one because those ones have like the 6-inch and it does the like, as you're.
Okay.
We're all thinking it.
Yeah, I think something horrible has happened here. I'm sorry.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time for Other People's Problems. OPP is the way we shorten it. And what do we have today?
We have Stephanie today. She's going through a rough patch in her marriage. We're gonna try to help her out.
We are? With divorce attorneys?
Okay, absolutely not.
Well, that's what I know best. Stephanie?
Yai.
Sorry about whatever's happening. How can we help?
No, I don't need an attorney. I have one.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh.
Well, I mean, Yeah, you start the conversation. So.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I was being flippant.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just what's going on right now. So my husband and I are going through this rough patch. Like I said, I've already contacted lawyers. I want to get divorced. I'm done.
Okay.
Wait, that's not the bad part. My husband wants us to stay together for the kids. And
okay.
I don't want to do that. I think it's not the thing to do. But then my 9-year-old gave me a note actually to read to you guys because he knows I listen to the show all the time. So
are you being serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I love you guys, you know? So do you mind if I read you the letter that my son wrote?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
No, not at all. This is what we're doing here today. We need to talk a little more so I'm not such a J-hole at the beginning and ones that are serious. Well. But
I'm sorry, did you say how old your son was?
She said 9.
9? Okay.
He's 9. Yeah. So this is a letter that he wrote for you guys.
Yai,
buddy.
Yeah, he's a great kid. Yai, I have a question for your show. I think my mom and dad are going to break up. I'm 9 and my sister is 6. My mom and dad fight all the time and scream a lot. And my dad sleeps downstairs now. I hear them yelling about us too, and it makes me cry. I don't want them to be mad at me anymore. I don't want them to get divorced. If they get divorced, they will make me choose who I want to live with, and I don't know who. I want to live with my mom and dad, not just one of them. I'm mad and sad a lot, and I want to make it stop. We hear people call in for help on your show all the time, so please help me. How do I make my family happy? I just want my family to be happy.
That's rough.
How did you feel when you read that? Like the first time?
I mean, I would do anything for my kids. I would do anything for my kids. My husband and I are not on the same page about basically anything. And I don't know if them being in a home where mom and dad are not on the same page about everything is healthy either.
I will say I stayed married far longer than I should have.
And do you think that affected your kids?
Do you think they knew?
For sure.
We always know.
You always know. And we're stupid to think you don't. Yeah. Even when you're quiet about fighting, they're not stupid.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever once heard my parents actually fight. Just knew.
You just sense it.
So.
But I mean, that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do because.
No.
Like when, if they're 4, I don't know the answer. And I don't know really what, are you asking us if you should stay? Or are you asking how you navigate this? Like, what are you asking
to
us?
To him.
I mean, all options are on the table at this point, because I would do anything for my kid. But
are you miserable in a marriage?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
So is quote unquote staying for your kid useful at all? Because they're just looking at mom, going, "She's so upset."
This is how being a grown up is.
Yeah, and they're getting the wrong idea of what love is.
Right,
what marriage is, what love is, what life is, all of it.
Which is what I keep trying to tell my husband, but then
your kid says that you're mad at him. Like that broke my heart.
Yeah.
Like, let me just get the phone number in really quick. Cause I know this is super common. 303-222-5423. You can text, you can call, you can divorced parents, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that they split at the right time. Like, we didn't know for a long time. I was 13. Mm. My brother was just leaving for college, which was really tough. I think it was harder on him than the rest of us because we were there. So I don't know that staying for the kids is really all that useful because inevitably But then also part of me is like, maybe you guys are just going through a rough patch.
You asked her if she's miserable and she didn't hesitate.
Yeah, but I like to believe in love.
I think you should stay together for the kids.
For how long?
Whoa.
Because I
so did I, but I'm curious why.
Because I think as a kid, I mean, hearing your letter, and I'm sure if you could go back to like 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old Erica, whatever,
yeah.
What you wanted was your family. And I think if you do anything for your kids, they want their family. And I think you work on your relationship and you do whatever it takes to keep the family together for your kids. I think the biggest decision you make in life is when you get married until you have kids. Mm-hmm. And then when you have kids, it's like my happiness is third, really. It's like my kids first, my wife second, mine third. And so that's how I would approach it. It's like if my kids aren't happy,
but don't,
that's what's most important is what can I do to provide the most stable, loving, nurturing environment for my kids?
But it's not stable or loving, dude. That's where I take issue with what you're saying.
But I know, but who is responsible for making it stable or loving? Both partners.
Very true.
Mom and dad. So, Stephanie, do you feel like you're doing everything you can? I mean, I don't know your husband, so like he could be the worst guy ever.
Done anything irreparable that you just need? Like, if he abuses you or whatever, this is over. But I doubt that that's why you're here.
No, he is a good dad. I will give him that. He's a very good dad.
Could you focus on that for a few years?
My thing is, though, because I know,
but don't you feel like every marriage that's a really long marriage, they will turn around and say, years 7 through 8, years 7 through 10 were really hard. And is this just the really hard?
Hard and miserable are.
But we've maybe
perspective
learned maybe that she's right. Not that you guys as a couple are not doing everything you could. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Like the calls I'd like to hear, is there a better age? Is 6 too young? Or is there a point where, not to drag Erin into this in a weird way because her sister passed, but it's like the 2-year-old, this is terrible, but he probably won't even remember her.
Yeah, that's very
true. So there's a point where the 6-year-old is old enough to remember them being married. So it's like you've gone too far. Like you should have divorced.
And the earliest memories are now going to be mom and dad hate each other.
Yes. So you should have done it when they were younger, or now you're on the ride till I think your parents, Erica, probably were like, this one's going to college. This is the time.
Yeah. I think that they were like, there's no more skirting around this.
Right.
Yeah.
It is time.
I think regardless of the age of the kid, it happens. Even if it's younger, they might not remember mom and dad happy together, like the family. But I think there will always be an ache for it.
Oh yeah.
If they are exposed to good family, even if they don't know.
No, I think just in general, you have an ache for, it's like they say all the time, no matter you have, like your dad could be out of the picture. He's not in your life at all, but you crave him. You want to impress your dad, even though he could be the worst guy ever, but he's your dad and there's just nothing.
But what you said was like, kids just want like to see their family. And part of me is like splitting up and finding someone to build not a new family, but a extension of, that's been the best thing in the world for me and my siblings. Our extended now, you know, steps are a huge part of our lives.
Stephanie, why don't you hang on? We want to say thank you and sorry for the way I was being at the beginning. I didn't realize it was this serious, but
okay.
I respect that you've said out loud you're willing to do anything. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But should that willingness to do anything include being absolutely miserable? And if so, for how long? Or should you, as Tiak is saying, find a way to not be miserable? Find a way to be a family? I don't know how that works.
Well, at one point, you weren't miserable.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there. Like that you, I think it takes a lot of work. It takes both partners. So if your husband isn't willing to do it, then that's...
But he already said he is. But he wants to stay together. So,
I mean, there's good in there. There's the good that brought you two together, started the family. It's something there. It's the deal you made.
Hang on, Stephanie. 9-year-old who wrote us that letter. I don't know how she didn't cry.
Yeah.
I started to cry. Like
she took some a little pauses. She may have been.
Yeah. 9-year-old wrote us a letter. 6-year-old sister. Stephanie is already lawyered up. But her husband wants to stay together for the kids. And now that she's read this letter, she's considering it. Any advice you have, we'll take. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice
1059.
So we're trying to help Stephanie out. She's already lawyered up. Her and her husband just are not seemingly compatible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, I'm so distracted because while we were doing this, like Erica talked about how like you just know your parents are fighting and her mom is listening back home and her mom is like having this epiphany that like, oh my God, your kids knew. And it's like, it's not ideal.
Well, maybe she went, don't put that on the side for her. She wasn't texting me about that. She was just texting that she is listening. And then I said, I'm sorry you're hearing this. Cause it's
you don't think
tough.
She did anything wrong?
Not at all. I Marriage think my parents did everything right. They stayed together a really long time. We have the best family in the world. Totally. But I can't imagine being like my mom or like our caller. Like, it just think about your kids and you're like, ooh, should I have done something
is
different?
Is the right thing to stay, like T-Hack says, because your kids want family. They want to feel that connection. Right. Mm-hmm. Or is the right thing to show them more what two loving, healthy people can be like.
But I think you should do not just stay and don't work it out. Like, you should do everything in your power to make it better. Because, like, we're acting like, oh, I just woke up one day and I ended up with kids with this guy. It's like, you know, you married him. You made the decision. You were together for years.
Yes.
And now you've drifted apart or whatever. Can you not get any of it back? Like, this isn't a random person that you're waking up next to. Maybe people change and maybe you feel that way, but maybe you could go to counseling or something.
But then she read a letter that her son wrote that was basically pretty heartbreaking because he was like, I don't want my parents to be mad at me. I don't want to choose between my parents. I just want to be a family. So it's like, I think the interesting thing that you said that I know we got to get to calls here, but it's like, it's the drift apart. I've never noticed that phrase before. Never thought about it. But like, you have an affair, you're ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
But if you drifted apart, you were actively involved in that. You let it drift. Like, if you don't correct, it'll drift.
Yeah.
You have to continue to make corrections or you drift. And if you're drifting left and he's drifting right, you're divorced. If you let it drift too far.
Really uplifting stuff today on the Slacker Show.
Megan?
Yeah,
hi. What do you think Stephanie should do?
Say don't stay together for the kids. My parents did that, and every couple years during my childhood, they would say, oh, this is it. We're finally getting divorced now. And then they would
wait, they involved you in it?
Yes, and it was so hard to go through that process every couple of years. And then I didn't really know what a healthy relationship looked like because that wasn't modeled for me.
It's so hard because then on one hand, you could say healthy is choosing to work things out to an extent.
Mm-hmm. That's what I talk about. Like, that's the responsibility of the parent is to model a healthy relationship, even if that means making the one you're in happier.
And dealing with the conflict.
Yeah. I know, dude. Yeah. But just, man, when it's broken, it's...
There is a point of no return, and it's just figuring out where that point is.
Yes.
But I'm going to go back to the drift thing. If they're just drifting apart, then you have to fix it.
I agree with that. I think
you have to at least try.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to jump on the internet and hire a lawyer. It takes 2 seconds. It takes a lot longer to put your marriage back together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One's easy, one's hard. And you should do the hard one. Sierra.
Yai.
What do you think Stephanie should do?
So I think that kids of any age soak in tension and negativity, whether that's shame or blame or whatever. And if she is feeling, I might have missed if she said how long she's been having issues or how long she's been feeling.
She didn't
this
really
way.
Say.
Yeah. I mean, if it's been a long time coming and it hasn't just been like a year of hard, the kids are going to pick up on that. And it's better not to be in that environment. It's really hard for a couple, I think, to get past things like that if it's been forever.
Yeah.
So you might as well just separate. I think the biggest thing, you know, I grew up with divorced parents and they just talked crap about each other.
Don't do that.
So hard.
Yeah. So I think the thing is, the best thing for the kids is to have a good co-parenting relationship. She said he's a good dad, but they're not going to have a good co-parenting relationship if they don't have a good relationship to start just between the two of them. So to me, I would say go down the divorce route if this isn't truly like a, you know, sudden thing and things are bad right now.
Oh, thank you for the call. This is just, I will say this, you guys internally know that my divorce was rough.
Yeah.
But I do not. We do, neither one of us talk crap about each other.
That's the number one thing.
It's so important.
Especially the ages your kids are now.
Yeah. Emily?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she's missing the point of this letter. My concern is she didn't even say that she was heartbroken that her son wrote this letter.
Yeah.
And then she needs to address that he is not responsible for the parents' emotions. Like, regardless of what they do, whether they get divorced or stay together, they're both all going to need therapy. Mm-hmm. But this kid is feeling like he's responsible for the parents' emotions.
And that's
even
not
for the
fair.
Fact that he said, I need to make them happy. And that is not good. I mean, if everybody's unhappy, it's probably best not for them to stay together. In my opinion, I think a happy mother and a happy father is going to make happy children, regardless of the situation, because, you know, kids are going to love their parents. You should always work together so that the kids are seeing both parents, but the kid needs to be sat down and talked to about how, you know, the parents are never, if they were to get separated, then they would never permit one kid from seeing another parent unless there's violence or abuse.
Yeah, and it didn't sound like we were there. So thank you for the call. Ashley?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sorry. I called in initially because I just thought, give her my number. Because I think it's really important for people who are going through a divorce, especially moms, to have someone to talk to. Yeah. I went through mine 8 years ago. It's not something that I would ever recommend to people who are just like bored. It's very hard.
Yeah.
But I do think if she were to go see a therapist just herself, and just talk to that therapist about what she's experiencing, that would give her a lot of peace when she does make her decision. Cause it sounds to me like she already has.
Yeah.
And my kids were 7 and 2.5 when we separated and were quickly divorced afterwards. And it was the best decision I've ever made. He was a total butthead to me, but, I would say that I do know for statistically, that around 14 is the worst age for a child to experience divorce.
The worst age or the best age?
Worst. That's when their hormones are kicking in.
That's exactly when we did it.
Teenagers are rough.
Yeah.
And when they're younger, they can kind of, you know, roll with more punches before all those hormones kick in.
And this kid was 9, right?
Yeah. 9, his sister was 6.
And mine is 7 and 2, and I've been happily unmarried with my man for 7 years, and they think he walks on water, and they love their dad just as much, you know. Well, yeah. Obviously more because it's their dad, but it's
So you're basically saying do it now. Now's the better time to do it, like, because if you wait, then you're screwing up a teenager. They're already screwed up, and you're making it because you were a teenager.
I was 13.
Yeah. It just depends on how.
Hate love. I probably became more of a hopeless
romantic.
Yeah,
but off the air, you're always talking about how much your mom screwed you.
No, wait, that is not funny, Mom. That's not true. You're such a butthead.
I think Erica and I are getting a divorce. You guys, seriously, I didn't mean to make it goofy at the end. Like, we would love more advice because this is such a hot button. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think anybody thinks stay together.
No,
other
we have
than
a lot of texts saying that T-Hack is wrong.
Yeah, no one even said, hey, try. And that's
pretty sad.
303.
Yikes.
222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for the diary. If you're brand new to this, 20-some years ago, found this thing. Back in the day, we read it to try to find her. I don't think we're going to find her at this
point. Probably not.
But I will say this. There's a chance, just based on social media wasn't as big when I found this.
That's like, so true.
Somebody may know a girl who was at Wash Park 20 years ago, who lost her diary, who was friends with Kim.
And dated a Mike, and her parents
Katie and John.
Katie and Joe. Julie gave her the diary.
All these things.
With a brother named Alex.
Yes. And maybe a stepmom by now named Sandy.
Yeah.
Sally.
The baby talker.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard about her in a while.
We still haven't quite. We know she was in Wash, or the diary got left in Wash Park, but we don't know that this is happening
right
in Colorado.
We don't know that, so that widens
the search even more. I do know that. It's the only, like,
you shouldn't have told us that.
We are reading the diary, and for me, almost all of it.
You don't remember.
I don't remember any of this. In fact, I don't even remember what was on the last one, but I remember how it's unfortunate for me. I know how it ends. It's killing me tell you guys.
Well, we don't know how much longer we have because someone commented on like Facebook, I think, that was like, do we know if she wrote on every page? If so, we look about halfway through. I unfortunately did take a little peek and it does not seem she wrote on every page.
She did not.
What's with everyone in their private diary time? Aaron, have you got any? No. I don't understand. I've barely been able to hold it every day.
Yeah. Erica holds it every day. She's the one who reads it, if that's what we're calling the slaughtering that she does.
Writer is a terrible writer.
She is, yes.
But okay, you want me to remind you what happened?
On the last one, it was not a lot happened. Mm-mm. She was just like,
basically was like, oh, midterms suck. And by the way, I like using this because it helps me remember everything that's happened. And that was it. She said, I'm going to write in it more.
But her gaps have been very large. Like she's been taking long times off, which we've surmised as happiness because she's not like at the beginning of the diary, she was very complainy. She had a toxic relationship with her best friend.
Right.
Well, and she's now moved out and she's living with this boy she met on July 4th.
Right. Like a year ago, she moved out in December. And now, because of her gaps, we're already at to October 20th was the last one we read.
Okay, so she's aged a year. She's had a year of dating Mike. So we think she's 26.
Yes,
she is.
And dating Mike for a year and she's back in school and hopefully going to write more.
Yes. November 3rd.
When was the last one?
October 20th. So it's not crazy. Settle. November 3rd. Mike is driving me crazy. I know I'm not home as much, and sometimes we only see each other when we sleep, but I thought he understood what me going back to school meant. I have to focus if I'm going to stay at the top of my class. Does not really matter. And get a good internship on recommendation letters.
There we go. That's why it matters.
Or fellowships. What is she going into? Is she doing law?
Maybe some business. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, she said her MBA.
Yes. Okay, that's before. Right.
That's business, master's in business administration. I don't know.
Does anyone have one in the room?
No. No.
No.
I'm not your wife, babe. I'm your live-in girlfriend, and there's a reason for that.
What does that mean?
Please stop reminding me that I spend all my time at work or with my study group and not with you. Please stop hinting that we should take this a step further.
Don't.
Oh boy, the handwriting got real weird here.
Okay. But yeah, I thought you were going to stop. Mm. There's not a new date.
No. We have a bit more. Stop learning. Stop leaving. Stop leaving flyers you find of houses for sale. I've already told you not until I finish school. Why can't we already Why can't what we already have be enough for you right now?
You're ending it right there, aren't you?
I sure am. And for the record, I'm not ending anything. It's the writer.
No, but I want the hatred to just be aimed at you at 303-222-5423. Okay.
She's frantic. That's why the terrible handwriting at the end.
Mike loves her.
Mike loves her.
And she doesn't want to be loved right now.
Does Mike feel it's time to move to the next step because of the age they are?
What's the difference? No,
Massive one.
No, you're right.
I mean, I think he loves her, but is he going, you know, we're 27, she's 26. We're in our 20s. It's time to like get married and buy a house and do the thing. 20 years ago, that was the timeline.
Right.
But I'm worried because when we started the diary, she was so like, I'll be forever alone. I'll never find someone to love me. And now it's like, I love you. I want to take the next step. And she doesn't want that either. Is it Mike? Is that?
That's what I'm wondering.
Or is she one of those never satisfied people?
Yeah. Oh, look who's being negative now. Join the club.
No, I'm just wondering. Like, she wanted this thing. She's got it. And now it's like, but now I want this other thing. And it's like, that's not fair to him.
No, totally.
She did. I mean, she went back to school. She does have a lot going on. Maybe she's like, can we just kind of be where we are right now? This also would be moving.
Can you put your life on hold till I get mine together? Is that fair?
I mean, it's not fair. Also, they've been together like a year and a half now, so.
But also, if I'm in Mike's mind, he's probably thinking the reason you're able to go back to school is because you moved in with me and I make money and we have the dual income thing now.
Right.
And so I would like, as kind of almost a quid pro quo, right? Of like, you get to go back to school, but what do I get? I want to get married. I want to buy a house. I want to do the next things. And now she doesn't want to do that.
Like, I'm investing in your future. I want to be investing in our future.
Yeah.
They're not compatible. I think they should break up.
Oh my God. Relax.
He's not paying for the schooling. I want to make that clear.
It doesn't appear that he's paying for the schooling.
Because of something else that hasn't been brought up. He's ready to be a dad. She had a pregnancy scare.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He needs to move on. Find someone else.
I'm kind of with Aaron. It just sounds like
But you guys were so quick to hate him before. Now we like him.
No, I didn't
do
hate
like him. But I have from the beginning said I don't know if they're compatible because he likes French films and she does not.
That one thing,
she does not.
He wants to buy a house
and she does not. Like, she's also only 26. And if he's really pressuring this stuff, it just might be too soon.
All right. Can you at least tell us what the next date is? She's lately been closing the diary so fast and locking it. But like,
So that was November 3rd. Our next one is November 16th. Not bad.
Okay.
We'll take it. Right. Remember when we had that jump from February to July?
Yes. Will she dump the dead weight that is Mike?
No.
Find out tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We've waited till now to get this out. Because I know... I was afraid if we talked about it right away, we'd be without TAC the whole show.
Are we going to get tears?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Hold on. Magical tear crying fairy queen. What did you call yourself that one day?
Like a crying witch. Or
crying
something.
Witch? Do you think TAC cried today?
You know what? I have unfair advantage, and I spoke with him earlier, I know he cried.
But okay, do you think he
was
did
crying
this?
Then.
Do you think he like... Or did he?
Somewhere right in the middle.
I don't. I think he did the. I think he had one of the like.
Oh my God, the gasping cries.
It's the like my last one. That I really like putting my dog down. I couldn't breathe.
Don't talk to me about that.
I couldn't. Mm. I walked for miles from my house and couldn't breathe the whole. I'm just. You just. It's the worst. It's the ugliest cry. I think he did that today.
Okay.
You want me to get right into it? Or?
Well, if anybody's wondering, did he watch Saving Private Ryan or it's first day of school?
First day of kindergarten. So we walked him to the bus stop. We walked my daughter too. She had a backpack on because she wanted to feel included.
Oh my gosh.
Which we got a couple of comments. They were like, is she going to school too? She's pretty little. We're like, no, she's just wanting to fit in.
Okay.
He was super excited to get on the bus. A lot of feedback too. Thank you, listeners. We talked about this before about should we ride the first day? Do you take them the first day? Like, what is it? A lot of very mixed, I would say.
I still think you should have gone to the school.
Did I?
Yeah, we don't know.
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. I think he should have done it.
You think he should have driven him to the school today?
No. If you really want to get on the bus, I'm just standing by because so many listeners don't get it. It's like you still want to be there when he grabs the teacher's hand and goes in or gets in line and goes in. You just want to watch.
But if this is normal, is that really the right thing to do?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. But if he sees us and then day 2, day 3, he's like, well, where were you?
Yeah.
Like, well, we're not going every day. And one listener texted and said she followed the bus after a kid got on, and the bus stopped and called the police.
Oh.
Because they're like, there's a car following us. And then it was a whole big ordeal.
I didn't say to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do that. Yeah. I didn't say to do that. Okay, so.
So he got on the bus. He was very excited. There was the sweetest girl at the bus stop who she was going into third grade. Oh. And she said, oh, is it your first time? He said, yeah. She said, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Just oh my gosh.
The sweetest.
Shut up. And her mom didn't put her up to that?
Her dad was there, and he was a part of it, but she was so sweet. And so they get on the bus, they sit down, scan him in, and the bus drove away.
Did Leo get on the side of the bus closer to you?
No.
So you couldn't see him in the window?
He was in the first seat right behind the driver.
But you couldn't see him in the window?
Not the window, but when the door was open, you could still kind of see through the door and see him sitting there next to his new friend in third grade.
Oh, she sat with him?
Yeah, she sat with him.
Oh.
That's devastating.
It was awesome.
That's so sweet, though.
I know. It was kids, man. It's always kids. They're the best.
Yeah.
So the bus, the doors close, pulls away, and I lost it.
Aww. Like sobbing?
Which version?
No, I didn't do the ugly cry.
Come on!
It was enough where on the walk back, my wife, she had to reach over and wipe tears off of my face.
Because she wasn't crying.
No, she wasn't.
She's so strong.
I know.
Oh, my
she
God.
Was, she's so... Not that she wasn't emotional. She just doesn't
show it
in this way. Yeah.
Is it like a pride cry or is it like a this is so scary, I'm just handing you over for some time cry?
It's not scary. It's proud because he's so like Slacker and I talk about this all the time. Whereas when the door opens, you want your kid to run through it. But that also means they're running away from you. But that's. Right.
It's what you're preparing them for.
Right. And
it's your job.
Exactly. And so
it shows that you're doing a really good job.
Well, hopefully, yeah. But it's so proud that like he was just so excited. He was a little nervous, but just so he didn't look back, was just like, great, this is awesome.
Did he wave to you guys?
Not really. No. He's kinda like, let's go. Because he wants to ride the bus.
Yeah.
Like he's so excited about it. So it was great.
And then does the bus drop him? How far is the where it picks him up from your house? Like
just like a block away. So it's a nice little stroll. The whole family went today. Yeah. And then like I said, that walk back without him was probably a lot like your flight back without your son.
That yeah. My son was your son times 3 million.
Just like bye.
Yeah, it came to a point where it's like, can I buy you dinner? And it's like, well, I kind of want to hang with my friends. And I was like,
already?
Okay. Wow. Oh,
but that's what you want is to go and not have him go, I don't have any friends yet. Please don't leave. Right?
Gosh, I still feel that way to this day. So, no. No, does anyone else cry when, like, if you're a parent? Oh, yeah. Okay.
she's staring at the dead dad's club. No, say more.
No, it was more your guys' parents live here or your mother's
yes.
do. And so,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
But
we know how to make Erica stop talking.
When you drop your parents off at the airport, do you ever get emotional? Because I still do.
Hack does, but in the exact opposite way.
No, they are usually more emotional. So then it's like, it's reverse where like I try to be the strong one. But there is, it is, yeah, when they drive away or airport or either way, you're
kind of
like.
He doesn't even pick his parents up. He makes them get a rental car.
That's my wife's parents.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I was just.
I don't know. It's just you're right. I should be happy that my son is acclimating, but
and it sounds like he's confident too, which is
that's
great.
Number one.
I think it's a lie, though.
Really?
A little bit.
Okay, so he's doing the T-hack. He's being strong as you fly away.
I think he just wants to prove that he can do it,
and he can.
And he can. He has no choice. Mm-hmm. Me has a choice. He'd come back, but
Well, for me, the emotion, I think it's not that it's scary. It's the biggest cliche ever where you're just like, oh, we're here already. Mm. School. And I'm sure you're like, college?
Dude.
I mean, I was just holding you, man.
I don't want to do this to you.
Are you going to cry?
No, but it's like in a couple years, then you're like, it's the emptiness when Hazel goes to school. Mm. If you guys don't have another kid, and I'm not encouraging you to like slip one past the goalie, but I'm just saying, if you don't, that silence is the worst thing you've ever heard in your life. Because you are just right now, he's five. So for the last 5 years, there's been noise in your house pretty much every day. And once he got to preschool, you had Hazel. So there's still noise in your house. And I'm telling you, it's why King Soopers on the first day of school sells more White Claw and Rosé.
No way.
I swear to God, like, go to King Soopers at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's all moms getting ready to get smashed because you can't
deal. They have to pick their kid up.
Yeah, she'll sober up by then.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We need to talk about something very strange. Consent.
Like in what?
It's like, I don't think it's strange. I think it's kind of important.
It is. It is. But we're living in a very strange world where, first off, everyone in this room thought of the same thing when I said the word consent. Right? Or do we not?
It was my first thought, and then I went to consent forms.
Right.
But then I pedaled back to that consent.
So, like, my son is in college, and one of the things he has to complete as part of, like, when you get to college now, there's, like, there's all your core classes, but one of the things inside his like home room is consent 101.
Really?
Is it a whole class or is it
I think it's like a day class. It's like a one day or one off. And then they wouldn't really explain it to the parents of what it is, but it's like, what? I think I know what we're up against here. I think I know
were
what you're doing.
Were you like in a room with a bunch of parents and they're explaining this?
They were just like, well, they obviously have to take, because the law now is every like most 90% of universities now have to have this consent 101 class. And then like I'm there. My ex-wife is like, I know what they're doing. Okay. My ex-wife is like, oh no, I do like business law stuff. And there's all sorts of consent stuff. And I'm like, I don't think this is that. Cause like every degree has to take this. This isn't about like, even if you're in nursing, you have to take that.
Right.
If you're pre-med, you have to take it. Your economics, you have to take it. So it's like, I don't think it's about, I think it's about what we think it's about. Like
relations consent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, then parents started asking questions like, what does that mean exactly? And then the professor in front of us was just like, well, that's just this requirement. And they wouldn't say what, and it's like,
that's weird.
What kind of
school? It's so weird, right? Why wouldn't you just say that it's about
religious private school?
It is Jesuit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably why they couldn't say. Because is that
encouraging? Oh, yeah, I didn't think about.
Because I went to I think it was also Jesuit, maybe Christian private school.
Okay.
And didn't really grow up super Christian. So there were things that I was like, why are we being weird about this? And then I was like, I have a different
upbringing. I'm so stupid. That could be why.
I think that might be why, because they don't want the parents going, so you're encouraging them.
Right.
Oh, you just incur.
According to ChatGPT, Consent 101 is part of Creighton's primary prevention efforts aimed at preventing sexual assault, dating violence, domestic violence, and stalking. So it doesn't have to be just sex related.
But I would think as a parent, it makes sense. They don't, because you're just like, we don't want to get into that. We don't want you thinking that that's why your kids are here. We don't want them thinking that they or might that be in danger things, or thinking that these.
But avoidance is never the, like.
What are they asking all the questions for? We tried to just move past it. It's the parents' fault.
Yeah, I think avoiding is a crazy tactic as a parent.
I agree. Like, pretending. Of parents, especially if they're like, this is a nice religious school where my kid will never participate in that behavior.
Learn how to have healthy relationships, how to have healthy boundaries. Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
I know there's very probably parents weird who don't want to hear it.
But Slacker, would it change if it was your daughter that you were dropping off and not your son?
I'm not mad about the class. I'm more mad about how weird they were about it. Like, if it's what I think it is, which now that Aaron's read it, like, I don't know why they didn't just go up there and go,
and just say
according to ChatGPT. But now it makes sense because it is probably.
Not everyone has an Aaron.
Right. It was just
everyone has ChatGPT, okay?
But it also makes sense then why they kept going, well, we'll take them off campus.
Oh.
So it's like, we can't have that talk inside the hallowed walls of this Jesuit.
Well, it also looks like it's trained peer educators, not necessarily
professors.
Wow. So it's is it professors or is it like the RAs?
Yeah, like the upper, like senior class is teaching the freshmen what not to do.
Hmm.
Like, didn't you growing up, TIAC, have to take something about
When I was a freshman, it was like in the hall or in the like auditorium. So it was just like a symposium. I don't know what the right word is. You went to a presentation and it was called Can I Kiss You? And there was a speaker who came and he gave this talk at multiple campuses. So text it.
Called
Can I Kiss You? Yeah. And it was about how you should ask before you make any move, including kiss. And he was saying, like, because there's nothing sexier than consent, there's nothing better than making the other person making sure they're comfortable and all that stuff. And it was, he spun it in a way that he has a good point, right? Like, if you are about to kiss someone and the mood is right, you saying, can I kiss you right now, is not going to kill the mood. Mm-hmm. You think it's going to kill the mood, but it won't. If the mood's right, it won't. And if you do it right, that was his whole.
How did you respond to it as a freshman in college? Because I feel like my initial response to that back at, well, how old are you, 18? Would be like, okay.
Yeah, but you've kissed a billion people by 18. Maybe not you.
Not a billion.
But like, you've kissed somebody.
Honestly, two?
Oh.
No, I had a very long-term boyfriend in high school. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he now?
But, okay. Am I allowed? Do I have consent to ask you two more questions about kissing?
For sure.
Yeah.
Would you want to be asked, or would you want to be kissed? Because there's something also, if the mood is right, somebody just kissing you.
Well, it's hard to say with my fiance. I kissed him first.
Mm. Did you ask? Did you ask?
No, I didn't ask. And I was like, oh my God.
Rude.
We were in a real seedy dive bar and I knew he wanted me to.
That, I guarantee you in consent 101.
That went on. No,
I know. Consent should go both ways.
Totally. Did your boyfriend ask? Or did you kiss him?
I remember our first kiss. I don't remember if he asked or if we just
did.
But I remember a handful of times where guys have asked, and those are what stand out to me in a very positive way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
So it didn't kill the mood ever?
No, at all. In fact, it's almost the opposite, because it's like, you respect me. You are asking me.
Have you ever said no? Like, you can't kiss?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Man. So, permission to ask the next question?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you want consent for the next base and the next base? Like, it feels like first base is kissing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to do this now?
No. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to skip.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
How far are you, babe?
I'm going to say you ask... If we're asking for consent on that, and we right. get that, I might not ask again until I'm sliding into home. Thank God you said it too. I'm so glad we both said it together. That felt like consent.
No,
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to ask for...
But
second,
there, well, and there you can.
I'm stealing second. You can steal second.
I don't know that you can just steal
on the first. You got on the first legally.
I'll give him the sign. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
There's a way to ask, so it's not just like, "Can I do this? I do this?"
There's like a, "I'm going to," and or then like, you either
do you
go
like this, yeah,
or yeah, go ahead. Well, this feels really intimate, and I said it. Like, I looked in Slacker's eyes and was like, no.
She just said, yeah, go ahead, and the image is in my head forever.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about...
I don't know if I'm
Erica,
ever going to be able to look
at me anymore.
Yeah, I think we're ruined.
We're on a timeout.
Uh-huh.
Erica just looked deep in my eyes and said, slide into home.
No, that's not what I said. We were discussing consent. You were asking about going to the next base. And I said, there is a time when you say, yes, go ahead. I didn't mean to look into your eyes.
You didn't, but you did all the way in.
Ew.
So we're talking.
Jealous.
So I know which one you're jealous of. Too. It makes me really happy. So we're talking about consent in general. And like, there are now courses. Tiak has looked up the Can I Kiss You?
Oh, yeah.
Consent thing that he did in college back in OWL.
Mike Domeritz is a guy's name, and it's a Can I Kiss You program. He runs the Center for Respect.
And he's still doing it?
I believe so.
Not to call you old, but he's still doing it?
Well, he was old, even older than I was. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he still is doing it. So you might have seen that speech yourself.
The Can I Kiss You speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. So... we got to talking about this and it sparked another conversation off air, and we don't want to out anybody about anything. So I'm just going to say what somebody in the room. Okay. Tiak has put together this part.
I don't want to out anybody.
This is about the first part. This is, I'm not outing Tiak on this part.
Okay.
He has said the Can I Kiss You thing does work because if the mood is right and if you're both feeling it and one of you goes, can I kiss you? It doesn't destroy the mood.
Right. And I want to say he gave an example of like, if you wanted to dance with someone, you would ask them to dance and they wouldn't go, oh.
I don't know that I would. I just put my hand out.
That's a form of asking for consent. They don't have to put their hand in yours.
Well, wouldn't the same be said of like grabbing the back of your head?
Well, that's a bit more forceful, isn't it?
Yeah. No, but it's like if we're like face to face.
Don't look at me.
This is so much.
Do not look at me.
Okay, I'll do it to you.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. But actually, like, grab my head.
He's like, just a little kiss.
But it's like, if we're sitting, like, I've been in a situation where like, we're at like the little tiny table at a bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of talking, and like, you're right here. So like,
How tiny is this table?
But like you've moved around to sort of like you start like at the opposite sides and then eventually one of you goes to the bathroom and kind of comes back around. And you're like, oh, I guess we're getting closer now.
Are you excited that this could be in your future? Because sometimes I'm sad I'll never have another first date.
The awkwardness is not fun, but that first kiss is like,
yeah,
just awesome.
The best.
But I still think it works in that scenario because you're that close to each other and the mood is right. Yeah. The candles are lit and you just go, you're so beautiful. I'm sorry. Can I kiss you right now?
Oh, wow.
Okay. If you say it like that, you almost said what I like. I'm going to kiss you right now.
Or I want to.
I want to.
And then she could still say no.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I still think that's asking. It might not be a question mark at the end, but it's still, I am expressing my intention. You can either, you know, say no or yes. It's up to you.
Okay. So now I'm going to get to the part where I'm not going to out anybody.
Okay.
Friend of somebody of show has been asked just before relations for consent. Great. And they gave it. And then it was asked to do it on camera. Not the relations.
Sorry. I was like, hold on. Those are two different kinds of consent.
But yeah.
For the consent to be on camera.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that the consent could not be withdrawn after the fact.
What are you trying to do? If you feel the need to have, like, what are you about to do? If you're like, well, I need consent on video. That's odd.
I don't want to make this weird.
It already is.
But if after the fact you decided, like, I could go to the world and say, I'll use TX again.
Yeah.
Because it's if I use you, right. Things get weird.
Okay.
TX says yes. I consent to just doing, ugh. And then we smash. And then the next day he's having regrets and is like, I didn't give consent. Then it's a he said, right? I have no proof that he gave consent and I could be in a lot of trouble. So there is value in it for me to get a record of him saying, my name is T-Hack and I hereby give Slacker permission to do terrible things to me.
Yeah, especially if it's not like a long-term relationship or something, if you two are just meeting and it's kind of like, I don't know what either of our intentions really are with this. Like, I get what you're saying.
But talking about the opposite of what you were describing on the kiss, like, that is buzzkill. Stand by while I set up a tripod.
No.
No, but like, stay by while I put my phone in your face
and go, better option than a tripod.
I know, but like.
But in no world would that be presented to me, and then I'd be like, yeah, anyway, let's do it. I wouldn't be like, yes, I give consent, and then like, all right, you ready? Like, it's over at that point.
If I asked to film you giving consent.
Yes. It does
feel sus.
But yeah, as a man,
like, what are you about to do?
It feels very 50 Shades of Grey.
But am I not allowed to?
Yes.
And not in a good way.
Right.
But am I not allowed to protect myself?
Is she really drunk? Because that's the only reason that I think you should be like, but I don't want the lines blurry.
But I would say that should not happen
in general.
Because his consent video is her going like, yeah, do what you want. Then it's like, dude, that's not going to help you.
I don't think a consent video is ever going to help. I think it sets the tone of like, what's wrong with you?
I would love to be in this consent 101 class. Because I think they may tell the kids. Text into 303-222-5423. I bet you there's women listening who filmed a consent video.
No.
Yes. It's you guys. We live in a different time.
Yeah, and isn't this good? Like that the guy is so forward thinking. So like I need to.
It's almost
make
too
sure.
forward overthinking yeah. though. Where it's like you are going to do something terrible to me. Like I'm actually scared.
Or you are not going to be able to misrepresent what happened tonight. Later on.
But that's like, how low does he think of her? Like, oh, this girl.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they don't know each other.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they
if it's a one night thing, if you guys just met at a bar, I would kind of want that.
That
like.
Then you're not going to get any because she's going to go, that's weird.
But it's weirder what she can do to my life the next day.
I'm also wondering, we're all saying we are assuming in this.
Yes.
If she would then say like, I was forced to do it. Like, there's too many what ifs that
what's
the
behind
whole
the camera
thing is weird.
I think I to be truthful, I would turn the camera on me, like showing that I'm not holding a gun. Like,
this is too much. This
exactly.
This is wild.
Let's go back to your version of consent. Look right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Slacker Show.
I got a story. Basically, if you have a noise complaint, always grab your jester costume first.
If he said it once, he said it 1,000 times.
I've got a story that could happen to any of us.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman from, you know what? I don't know where she's from. She was on a flight.
Okay. Oh, she's on a plane.
Yeah, she was on multiple planes. She started in Portugal, was coming back to the States, and then went from Newark to Indianapolis. Anyways.
Okay.
She was hit with some food poisoning.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Perfect.
How much food poisoning? I'm going to give you, because I do the sound effects for the show when Erica's not doing them.
I'm going to need you both to do them. Is Erica it, needs to do them, and then also you.
This amount?
More than that.
Like this amount?
Like both.
For the entire 2-hour flight.
Oh!
What?
Those toilets will
all
fill up.
All exits. No, they don't fill up.
Okay, they're not like a porta potty. Right. Okay. But
have you seen the toilet paper thing, by the way?
No. Yes,
you
I
leave
have.
You don't close the lid and you leave a piece of toilet paper on the ground and hit the flush and it'll go, it'll pull the toilet paper into the toilet.
Anyway, yeah. So
and it'll pull anything else.
The whole 2-hour flight, she was in the bathroom to the point where the pilot was like, she can stay in the bathroom while we land. Just hold on.
There is like a seatbelt in there if you need it, I think.
No, she not. Said she was just gripping onto the walls.
With what?
I don't know. For the best.
It seems like it might have been a little slippery in there.
They unloaded everyone off the plane, got her off at the very end. They were like, honey, take your time. The next flight has been canceled. She didn't realize it was because of her.
It was because of all the damage she did to the toilet?
Yeah. Because they thought it was a biohazard because she had come from Portugal. So they were like, is she spreading this crazy, like, COVID
virus.
Thing? Yeah.
The Portuguese flu.
The flight crew is like, take your time. We've all resigned. So no need.
They literally took her
disgusting.
Out in a wheelchair. And she shared the whole story on TikTok.
Okay.
The wheelchair.
That is very brave of her.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why I did that. My story is from Florida! A Florida man was upset with one of his neighbors whose lawnmower was making too much noise.
Absolutely.
So as T-Hack said, if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, when you're mad about noise, get your jester costume on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he went and got that.
Okay.
He also grabbed a 12-inch dagger.
Why does he have a dagger?
Because I need to file a noise complaint. The dagger is where you draw the line.
He says it every day. Where are you paying attention?
No.
He then approached the victim and pointed the weapon at the man and told him he shouldn't be mowing lawns at that particular time.
Do you think he was just sleeping in his jester costume? Because why was it on?
I don't know.
True. He's ready to go at any
because
time.
Because it's Florida.
Was it the closest thing he could grab?
He just wanted to be. I think I feel more threatened if you're coming at me with a knife in a jester costume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than just coming at me with said knife by itself.
Or does this man just have such bad fashion sense that the reporters are like, I think that's a jester costume.
No, I've seen the pictures. It was a jester costume.
No.
Anyway, police were called for some strange reason, and he's going to jail.
The lawnmower guy, I hope.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Yeah, that's better, Elise.
For today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Thank you.